these again, anti-inflammatory, anti-rheumatic, except for the aniline derivatives. Antipyretic, analgesic, anti-inflammatory, anti-rheumatic. The aniline derivatives are not anti-inflammatory or anti-rheumatic. Aspirin has greater antipyretic and greater analgesic activity than sodium salicylate, and salicylamide is less effective than either. Effects of salicylates become evident in disease states. The analgesic effect of aspirin for analgesia may block bradykinin, may block prostaglandins, may produce anti-inflammation this way. The antipyretic effect lowers fever through peripheral vasodilatation and sweating, can work with atropine, though. Prostaglandins E1 and E2 cause hyperpyrexia. Aspirin blocks hyperpyrexia caused by prostaglandins E1 and E2. Anti-rheumatic and
anti-rheumatic. Church in it won't be the place. If they bring you alone, yes. It looks like now they're trying to bring the church in. And Hunter told me the church ain't going to go in it. Mm-hmm. Don't quote that, but Hunter told me. Because I already got ahead of that thing.
Can she call and check where they called
me? I think we'd still get a decision. Time. And he sees it. She sees the old son of a bitch. And all they go home. I don't think I'd say anything about that agreement. So I'm going to think. Now, if I make an agreement and Donna says he says he's not going to keep the agreement, I'd say, well, I'm going to think about that. I wouldn't say she's not going to keep the agreement because that might cause all the sons of bitches to stay there. We want all those sons of bitches to go back home. Then if we hit them on the 20th, they won't have time to get up there. The only trouble is when we go into court, he can ask for the same thing we've done, a postponement. It's sticky, you know. I think we've got everything to gain by the postponement, though.
He said the papers were down there already. And I asked Don about it, remember? He said the papers were there for me to sign Tuesday. He said, well, they're down there. They're ready.
Good. I want to read them, sir. What I understood from the summer, you have to have every other week, 2 days. That's why you don't want to act like you know anything about that damn agreement. Because that means you said, I don't know, you got to think this thing through, and you got to get some other minds, too, and the legal minds, so we're worried this just right. I'm so damn tired of these long ordeals that we go through in all nights. We got to go back there all night, probably. Attorneys to see this thing.
Sure.
You got the essence of what I want. I don't want mine correct. You won't even have check thing. One thing I want to check, I don't want her to say, I'll think that agreement over. Because then they may hold all these motherfuckers back. Shaken, you need to be here and maybe go over some of this stuff with her. Maybe you spend time to go with her and stay out of the meeting. You get together and he can help you write up.
Okay.
So we got a legal mind going step by step. The other thing I don't think you should say is that I don't know if I'll sign that agreement because that means that they'll stay. Maybe give some witness tomorrow. So they'll give some evidence. Because you'll get shaky. She can just be questioning. What's up? What are you trying to do to me? I listened to the pastor. And I don't want her. I want the child not to feel pulled between the two of us. But don't say what she's agreeing to. Don't say a word she's agreeing to. And then you want to blacken my name, and you want to blacken the church's name. The church is ready for this. They don't care if it goes to court or not. I sure let them know the church don't care. And if the church does, they're going to make you produce evidence of some threat. They said they're going to make you produce evidence. They're not going to have their name slandered. And every member will take a lie detector test. Every member.
Him with that marijuana.
You say, You say what you say.
How about that little plot of marijuana? You ever destroy that
mom? You should have turned it in to authorities. That's what you're supposed to do when you find anything, any crime. That's what we're taught in our church.
She was saving
you. That's what we're taught. That's what we're taught in our church.
She found it in herself.
Okay. Say, and I mean, all this, you bringing up stuff about why Danny was corrected. That's why I was corrected. Over drugs. That's why I was given discipline. Don't say spank. You know, Mom, that marijuana you had there in your house? You know what I'm talking about. The marijuana.
Did you ever destroy that marijuana?
I said, did you destroy that marijuana?
I didn't. I
said, because this is a messy thing. If you insist on bringing it to court, if you insist on bringing this to court, why are you keeping it on our backs now? It was supposed to be an agreement. Church was perfectly willing to go to court to defend themselves. I'm willing to go to court. But the pastor said, well, I'd let the girl decide it, and time, let her see both worlds. See both worlds. And don't give her a feeling of being pulled apart. So that's what I was trying to do. But now you keep on blacking my name, and you keep on blacking their name, and they said they're very ready to go to court to defend themselves, and I'm sure ready to go to court to defend mine. Don't act like you're scared of no paper. You know, a piece of paper. This piece of paper about her. Well, I don't know. Fuck them. A court record in a newspaper still isn't going to go to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I don't like to get no newspaper, but if they're going to start this shit down, this thing, we called up somebody and threatened to kill them.
No bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't want to quit while we're here, we might as well just go on and get the goddamn court, because they're going to keep something stirred up and get it started anyway. Didn't do it. And we've been getting calls ourselves, but we wouldn't believe you'd be foolish enough to make those calls.
We even called up the sheriff. As a matter of fact, the last time we went through this bullshit, we called up the sheriff and we said somebody's been getting reports of it.
I don't know. We just concluded. We haven't. I wouldn't say we haven't suspected. We haven't concluded you'd do that, because what would you have to gain by telling us we're never going to see Donna again? Her mother's not going to see Donna again. But we better look real close to see who's stirring up this confusion. Somebody's trying to make us enemies instead of an argument. Someone's trying to make us be enemies. Who would have anything to gain? The thing was all settled. See, the thing was all settled. So why would we be threatening anybody?
Yeah.
Why are we suddenly threatening Robin now? And why would she be calling Carolyn talking about Donna to get Donna in trouble with her daddy?
She'd only stand to lose the case that way.
So that would say that she said she's never said a word, and she'll stand on a stack of Bibles. She'll stand on a stack of Bibles, swearing that she did not say anything against him, and that she's tried to create no tension for that little girl. I've tried to create no tension, like my pastor said, and I've not said a word about him to her.
You heard the phone call the other night, didn't you? I upheld Don the whole way through.
I wouldn't say that, because then you may think she's putting it on for them. So I talked nothing but good about him on the phone to Donna. And I believe the pastor's right that we shouldn't use a child as a football. And say, so what's going on? Why all of a sudden Robin went out of the church for months and months? Why would the church want to be threatening her now? What's Robin supposed to be doing that we want to be threatening? And they don't do that anyway. They but be sure to say they don't threaten. You almost came too close to one thing. He said, well, I don't think they do. I know the church don't do those kind of things. Because I think gives an opening that they can use against you. I know the church doesn't do that. I know that Pastor Jones, Jim Jones, stands for right, and he's ethical, and he doesn't believe in violence. Not even the appearance of violence, a threat of violence. Oh, shit. I don't even need to be here for a while.
Simply told Donna, and Donna's being a parrot and saying it back when you never asked her. Cindy told Donna to say it tonight. Cindy could have told Donna, the way Donna was performing tonight, she was a parrot for her mouth.
She's getting listened, although part of her still didn't want to come. Yes. I don't believe it. You don't have to live with him, Mom.
Yeah.
No, she didn't say you. Since you guys don't have to live with him or something like that, implying that the rest of them was trying to make her happy with him too.
I think Cindy was giving her a lot of coaching because we heard her in the background. Mm-hmm.
I heard her. I think I heard Jack Arnold.
I heard a male voice back
then. And she rolled all around with him today. God damn those son of bitches. I don't like her around them. You know, that
So let's get this thing, well, she don't get, don't want to lose her quality, I don't want to get uncomfortable, because they say she's crazy. I don't want to get anything taped on her, I want her to be cool but firm.
Okay, we'll be over there at 7 to go over it.
Yeah.
So get to the rest. What you're doing this to Donna, say that I would get her in trouble with her daddy. And you told her that. Mm-hmm. Somebody's told her that. And why you tell her church would threaten her sister?
Yeah.
Are you trying to prey on her emotions? That's slander. And the church's attorneys are very upset about it. And Jim Jones says, well, I don't understand why you people wouldn't ask us about it. Because he's never had anything but good to say about you and Dad. Mm-hmm. So what's this all about? So what's this all about?
Yeah.
That's the kind of approach I'm trying to get worked in there. What's it all about? And then about this agreement. I'd like to give her something, but no commitment to the agreement, but I don't want to say I'm thinking about dropping the agreement, because we can drop the agreement when the sons of bitches get down there.
Thanks.
Back home, not now.
Really? Okay.
They've
thank you.
Agreed to. What's this all? What you trying to do now? What you trying to do now? Because I'd like to go on to court, meaning her. And the church was more than willing to go to court. Mm-hmm. And Jim Jones just said this, but that's fine. We can go to the court. But who gets hurt? It's a child who gets hurt.
A
in the
stigma.
Pool, feeling in pool. Or, no, not the stigma. Not the only mentioned newspapers. Say the pool between the two parents.
Yeah.
And Jim says, truth, just let's be like Solomon, Proverb of Solomon. One that loves a child will put the least pressure on the child.
Right.
And say the child should be, we should be open to let the child be loved by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and never criticize anybody that child relates to that's outside the church. That'll put us, if they're taping you, in the proper image and put her in the proper image. And said, and I haven't said a word against him. I never did talk about him anyway to her. I said that too, so that you don't have to look like I'm just making her a new creature all of a sudden. So I never did talk about him to her, and I'm being very careful not to say anything, because he said that we should create no strain on that child. But if you're going to slander our name, my name, and I know the church, the way they talk, their name's going to be accused of being libel, we're going to be in court. That's what we're going to be.
Say
if somebody did it, if you people are really, if it's really the truth, you're telling the truth, produce it, because we know you're taped, because Danny said he's taped everything. So why don't Danny said, I would say, you know, Danny said he's taped everything, and say, and so Danny's telling all these other things, he gets spanked for no reason, or he gets disciplined, no spank, he gets disciplined for no reason, and he got disciplined for marijuana, and you know, Mom, he had the marijuana right there in your house. And I don't know that I could provoke her too far. So that'll all have to come out. This ain't going to get, he had that marijuana right in your house. That'll all have to come out if this is going to be it. Because if the church, they'll stand by any discipline they ever gave. They always gave discipline when somebody was violating the law. We have very few people in the church that ever violated the law. When we didn't, we disciplined them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that safe, Jacob?
Yeah, I think it's safe.
Can you say that they requested their own discipline?
Well, you say that. Besides,
yes, and then they requested the discipline.
I agreed to it, and he agreed to it too.
And they requested, the discipline. That's what we stand by.
You know who's going to answer the telephone line is my dad. He's always the first up. You answer the telephone.
We'll just ask your mom.
Okay.
Of course, you get him all. He's old, and probably set in his way. However, maybe being he's a sorcerer, maybe you could talk to him and say, Dad, I don't understand what they want more. The church has spoken nicely about both of you and your mom. I don't want, what is it they want more? And the church, Jim Jones has said, you were supposed to be threatening him.
Yeah, he listens better than she does.
Jim said he wasn't going to believe anything about you unless he heard it directly from your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more of this stuff that they're being threatened. That Donna said, that Mom said, she told my ex-husband that Robin was threatened. And this is ridiculous. They're really disturbed about this, and they're going to defend their reputation, and I'm going to defend mine.
She got accusing two scripts,
me,
huh?
Accusing
one
me.
For him, one for her, mm-hmm. Whichever one I get on the phone, because I should approach him that way and her the other way. have two scripts, and then whichever one answers, I would go on the one.
If it's not so quick.
Well, I still say the only discipline, and you've been talking about the discipline, and he said, you know why the discipline was, Dad? I'd like to get him. He said the discipline was over marijuana, and the church is going to, they're ready for their defense. If their name being drug in, they don't mind it at all, because they'll stand right by their discipline. It was over marijuana, and Mom knows about the discipline of marijuana. The marijuana was right there in the house. She didn't know what it was. And I don't know whether she did. When she destroyed it, she should turn it over to the law.
Would you be admitting, though, that you spanked him when you said discipline? Because that's what he's saying the discipline was.
There's lots of different standards.
For that, I'd rather take that position. We may make some point for those conservative judges.
Yeah, okay. We don't tolerate drugs. I don't think in this age we're not going to be that much out of line for spanking somebody.
Yeah.
So he questioned the discipline, and this is the kind of discipline they chose. They chose their discipline. I wouldn't say, I would never just say what kind of discipline it was. They said they chose their discipline, and they got their discipline because of drugs.
We can subpoena Glenda, because Glenda overheard Robin say back in Florida that she told him all about the marijuana problem he had. That's why they wrecked the car, and he was even jailed, I think, back there. And we can subpoena Glenda also.
This changes his complexion. Say that word.
Glenda might get called in.
He said the church will subpoena whoever they have to subpoena. Like Glenda knows all about it because he got wrecked over it.
She overheard it. Yeah.
And overheard it.
And talking.
And overheard him talking about the drugs.
And it was at Glenda's house also they found the marijuana.
I'm sure that we don't want to. The church don't want to. But if it comes to any court thing, that's what's going to happen.
All these people are going to come in and talk about how come all this marijuana was in their house.
Yeah. But you don't put it just like that. They're going to talk about the marijuana. They're going to get the goddamn message if they're not. They're denser than a rock. They're going to get the message if they're involved in marijuana.
Yes, sir.
It may be growing right
because
now.
If she threatens all this marijuana, if she threatens that all this marijuana in your house, then he'll get paranoid like she's after him. But she said, Dad, that mom was in that because she had the marijuana there.
And are you
sure
that he destroyed it? Then Glenda got all that. It's growing down here by the river because he planted all of that.
I'll get your dad have a heart attack going down the marijuana.
Around the trailer. Are you sure all the marijuana's gone? Oh, yeah.
That's Stephen's stuff.
Pardon me?
Anytime, as long as you call, if you call 5 minutes or minutes of 8, you still get that break.
We'll do it.
I think, check it on the phone tonight.
Even if you talk 1 hour.
I don't care what you call, you go by the rate of
starting
time,
time
you call.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As long as you call before that change. Mm-hmm. I think it may be all day Sunday, but I don't think so. I still think there's an 8 to 5.
I think it's still prime rate in the middle of the night.
Check it, will you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Right now, because they used to raise your ass up. Well, I want you to do it, and the church wants it straight. So, Dad, have Mom straighten it out with them that they didn't make no threats. The church wants that made straight to them that they didn't make no threats to Don. And then if it's any more said about it, they're going to defend themselves in court. Because this is terrible slander. And so we're not saying it wasn't done. No, I don't say it. No. We're still going.
Yes.
We only know one case where somebody used our name like that, and we have a good lead on it. It sounds very strange, but we know we've been getting strange calls, so we will look into this and see. We know Danny said he tapes everything, so why don't we bring the voice, a copy of the voice, and let us hear the voice. But we'll study the voice. Maybe both know it. Because obviously I would have nothing meaning her for everything to gain. The church has nothing to gain to threaten them. Why would you be threatening them now? They've been going out of the church for months and months and months. A couple of years, haven't they? Been a year and a half?
It's 21 cents for the first 3 minutes from now until 5 o'clock tomorrow night, and then it goes back into the evening rates, which is 49. But set, it's weekend rates, which is 21 cents for the first 3 minutes up to there until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. I asked her twice if there wasn't a change at 8 o'clock in the morning. She says no, but at Sunday evening we go back into the evening rates, which is supposed to be low, but it's lower for the this part.
Okay, I'll give yourself more time then. I'll give yourself more time, but you don't give yourself too much time.
When are they leaving? Monday?
Monday. I'd give yourself till, I'd start at, 11 o'clock then.
Fine.
I didn't get him out of the bed. It was 3 hours.
Well, we better do it, over there rather than here, huh? Because there'll be a lot of noise. They'll know I'm here.
We can do
that. We'll come over and then do your ride to get to church. So
I'll still be from family system.
First thing, and then come and drag another person in to go over it. Because right now it's going to be just getting through it and
outlining
it and getting first.
I don't know. We'll talk the agreement. He said, what do you want more from me? We're talking about this agreement. Don't say she made an agreement. We're talking about this agreement. Don't ever say she committed herself to any agreement. But don't say she's not going to. Because then them motherfuckers will be kept there and they'll give evidence of something.
That's right.
They can sign some kind of corroborating information, give some kind of corroborating information. I just thought to get their fucking asses back down here, that attorney might not call them back. And they just might not want to come back.
It's extra work for them. They have to subpoena.
They might avoid the subpoena process.
For another county, which is a double subpoena.
Inquires what kind of a threat this was and over what? Over what? What was the threat about? Why would anybody be stupid enough to threaten to kill? Seems like it'd be somebody that would be an enemy of the church. Obviously be somebody that would be an enemy of the church that would do a dumb thing like that. You pretty well handled it the first time. So why would anybody threaten their own name? And that's crazy. You call up and say, yes, it's people's temple, I'm going to threaten to kill you.
Yeah,
we don't operate that way. We got some operation, but we don't operate that way.
We're not they were not tired, some were about 10. Church.
Okay, he said that Donna hated his guts. I am very disturbed about this. So if Donna thinks that I'm getting her in hot water, I did not do this. Someone.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Not personal.
Actual fibro.
Good.
Isn't that what happened?
Who has that?
His face appeared in the middle of the burning bush.
He appeared in
the guy's
other check with that.
You should have
seen
his face.
He's done it before.
God, all his name's out here.
Certainly, I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't ask you no question.
What's the rest of this to
me? I have anything to gain by calling Don's wife and saying that. Here's a little proof.
Got to mark the pages.
Here's where they're at.
That's two right here on top.
Finish your order.
Yeah, I read just general, so I use what I do is I read it twice. That's just to get the feel.
I don't want to hear it again. I don't know. The church's name.
Because their name is being slandered.
I'm going to sell
them. I'm going to take this to court.
Okay. As you concentrate on the burning bush, think of the inspiration of faith it gave Moses. Pastor Jones wants you to have the same inspiration, and will concentrate with you holding his thoughts on that blessing.
There's a period of Pastor Jones.
No.
Yes.
After
Moses is burning bush.
Shit.
Then Pastor Jones wants you to have the same
inspiration. Secretary. He was telling all these other things like he gets this is them from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
up to us.
Most people in government.
Potassium loss, carbonic anhydrase inhibitors can cause glaucoma and alkaline urine. Thiazides used in hypertension with cardiac heart failure have bad effects like hypokalemic alkalosis, hyperglycemia, and hyperuricemia. Furosemide and ethocyanic acid are pretty potent diuretics. Then the osmotic diuretics, which restore glomerular filtration after a transient hypotension. Spironolactone and triamterene are adjuncts. There's a little potassium loss, and in fact, they conserve potassium. The tubular flow over the plasma, or the tubular fluid concentration over the plasma ratio concentration remains pretty constant, which shows that the glomerular filtration rate and reabsorption are proportional. In other words, this is called the glomerulotubular balance. Aldosterone is produced from renin by angiotensin II from the juxtaglomerular volume receptor, he's calling it. There's too little volume. Too little volume, it'll cause a release of aldosterone to increase the volume. In glomerulonephritis, it seems that he's saying that because your reabsorption to your GFR ratio is increasing. Did you, because of faulty filtration, you'll get edema and elevated plasma volume. And in heart failure or hypoalbuminemia, if the plasma volume has been reduced, aldosterone gets hypersecreted, so you get your sodium retention. Site of action of the diuretics, proximal tubular. It means that you get a greater than normal fractional delivery. In the ascending limb, when he's talking about the mercurials working at the ascending limb, or more chlorine than sodium, so that your hydrogen ions and potassium are excreted too, it causes alkalosis, hypokalemic alkalosis, and if you have an acidotic low pH in the tubules, it helps the mercury ionize. So hypochloremic alkalosis kind of opposes the diuretic action. In other words, you need an acid pH and you get an alkaline pH, it opposes its own action. Some of the things that also oppose the action of the mercurials are reduced glomerular filtration rate and sodium chloride retaining adrenal steroids, hypoosmolarity of plasma, and dimer kappa, British anti-Lewisite. Mercurials are given IM, not IV, because of cardiac toxicity. And this is best given IM. Orally, they can go, but they give gastric irritation. Sub-Q, they might cause a local reaction. Most mercury is gone in about 24 hours. Some stays in the kidney from 1 to 3 days. Injection is no more than 2 weeks, two per week, because it has a cumulative effect. Safe as directed because the localized in the kidney about 100 times greater than in the plasma. Renal plasma flow is poor, so then you may get mercurial poisoning. That has to be considered. Next group of the carbonic anhydrase inhibitors. Acetazolamide. First, you know, they had sulfanilamide, and the inhibitor part is the sulfan analyte part and sulfamine part, and it led to the formation of acetazolamide. Then this led to the chlorothiazides. But it acetazolamide blocks carbon dioxide and water. Going to carbonic acid, mostly worse than kidney. And hydrogen transport being blocked causes sodium resorption, as it's usually exchanged for the acid. So the urine, so you get an acid urine, and ammonium NH4+ excretion, and bicarbonate reabsorption, etc. So the CA inhibitors block all this and cause sodium excretion and an alkaline urine instead of the acid urine. And you get ammonia retention. And potassium's excreted as if it were a hydrogen in exchange for sodium. So you get more potassium excretion. The extra renal effects of acetazolamide, long use it can cause systemic acidosis. CNS maybe can cause drowsiness and disorientation. Red blood cells aren't affected. Treatment of epilepsy acidotically could be, remember that. Glaucoma can cause, may affect the secretion of bicarbonate and stop it, and thus can cut down on the aqueous humor. Next group, the thiazides, they can cause hyperglycemia, hyperuricemia, potassium loss. Still, they're popular for edema and hypertension. Points and effects, like they can cause the excretion of sodium, potassium, and chlorine in water, not because of acid-base balance or alterations. They have a maximum inhibition of 5 to 10% of sodium and chloride filtered. Antihypertensives. They decrease urinary volume in diabetes insipiditis patients, and it's not known. Penicillin and pyrimethamine excretion are depressed competitively by the thiazides. Probenecid will block thiazide excretion. So it seems to work on the same receptors as penicillin and pyrimethamine, but the thing is, it doesn't stop the diuretic action. Probenecid blocks its excretion, but it doesn't stop its diuretic action. Antihypertensive action, diazoxide, is a non-diuretic congener for lowering blood pressure, hyperstat. It's thought, however, still that thiazides lower blood pressure secondarily to their diuretic qualities. Major side effects of the thiazides are hypokalemia, which you can give supplements for, potassium. Triamterene may help in this case, conserving potassium. Hyperglycemia can cause diabetic aggravation. Hyperuricemia, which would be blocked by probenecid. Potassium and chloride supplements can cause ulceration of the small bowel, but this is necessary maybe for hypochloremic alkalosis. With thiazides, percent is filtered and sodium secreted is 10%. Furosemide, 30%. Ethocrinic acid, 20% of the sodium is filtered and secreted. Furosemide and ethocrinic acid work on the ascending limb. In other words, furosemide and ethocrinic acid cause uric acid retention, and by getting excreted themselves by the same mechanism. And unless you use probenecid, then probenecid blocks furosemide and ethocrinic acid secretion, but not their diuretic effect. I'm sorry, I had that wrong on the thiazides. It's furosemide and ethocrinic acid. But both of them cause potassium loss and hyperglycemia. You can counter the potassium loss with triamterene and also or spironolactone, aldactone. The greatest danger is excessive diuresis with circulatory collapse with these very potent diuretics. Also, ototoxicity has occurred, ototoxicity. Xanthines, or another group, can cause an increase in glomerular secretion rate. So they're good combined with mercurials. I still have to figure out about penicillin and pyrimethamine excretion depressed competitively by thiazides, and that the probenecid blocks thiazide excretion, but it also blocks the furosemide and ethocrinic acid. Atherosclerosis is the next part. Mostly I have it on the cards. And estrogens can lower cholesterol, but raise triglycerides. A Premarin for men perhaps will be useful to stop cardiac conditions. Polyunsaturated oils may block absorption of cholesterol or increase catabolism. May be due most likely to redistribution, not to fecal elimination. Now the hyperlipoproteinemias, there's five kinds. The first one is of high chylomicrons. in normal beta lipoproteins, treatment is you don't eat fats. Second kind is high cholesterol, normal triglycerides. For treatment, you can use clofibrate, cholestyramine, coloxin, nicotine, tannic acid, and decrease fats and use polyunsaturated acids. In other words, it's the whole thing. I run the gamut. Three is abnormal composition of lipoproteins. You use clofibrate, dextroethyl, which is choloxin, and nicotinic acid too. Then in four, you have an obese person with pre-beta band of hyperlipoproteinemias, and use clofibrate, unsaturated fats, and decreased carbohydrates. Five, combination of one and four. Remember that one is an increase of chylomicrons in normal beta lipoproteins, and four is obese with pre-beta band. And the weight reduction, clofibrate and nicotinic acid would work. Now for bronchodilators, clinical are limited to the dimethylxanthines and the beta agonists. Both increase cyclic AMP and smooth muscle of bronchi. Isoproterenol may have caused increase in mortality in Wales and England of asthmatics. And probably tachycardia, because they cause secretions, tachycardia, and decrease in something phosphate. No, and decrease in arterial PO2. Lanz determined. Lanz was the guy's name with the B1 and the B2. The B1 is an increase in, these are receptors, lipolysis and heart. B2 is bronchial and vasodilators. Salbutamol selectively works on the heart rate. Or pardon me, I think it works on the on the B2 without working on the B1s. Salbutamol is a test, produced a small increase in heart rate. Isoproterenol produced 33 beats a minute increase in heart rate and causes palpitation. So that's why salbutamol is a much better beta blocker, because it works selectively on bronchodilation. In high doses, an alpha agonist can cause bronchoconstriction. This is the theory. And the theory is whether the alpha constriction relates to epinephrine fastness in asthmatics. Aminophilin is good for asthmatic attacks. Adverse effects of bronchodilators, like epinephrine, can cause cardiac arrhythmias, increase in heart rate, palpitations, tachycardia. Epinephrine can cause in the CNS wakefulness. Theophylline and aminophylline, oral, can cause GI irritation. Theophylline in 20% alcohol is less GI irritation and is absorbed better. Aminophylline suppositories, rectal irritation. And 85% of aminophylline is theophylline. And excess blood levels can cause convulsions, shock, and death. Individual bronchodilators, etc. I think I have those down on cards. Anyway, in anaphylaxis, lungs release prostaglandins, histamine, serotonin, SRSA, and kinins. The lungs also are supposedly elaborating prostaglandins. In bronchiogenic carcinoma, it can cause the elaboration of many hormones, like PGE and PGF, and bradykinins are destroyed as they pass through the lungs. Theory that dipeptide hydrolase makes angiotensin 1 go to 2, and bradykinins into the octane septapeptides that are inactivated. So the kinins are inactivated and the angiotensin's activated, and perhaps the lungs elaborate prostaglandins. Drugs that cause pulmonary disease are like inhalants. Oxygen, babies can be blinded by greater than 40%. Adults by greater than 60% get irritation by congestion and atelectasis. Oxygen causes CNS paresthesias. Oxygen at 2 atmospheres, 3 to 8 hours can cause mild tachy irritation, tracheal irritation. It's tracheal irritation. And 8 to 10 hours can cause coughing, dyspnea at rest, and tracheal bronchial burns. It takes about 3 days to recover. Mineral oil, if it's aspirated, can cause acute or chronic pneumonitis. Iodinated oils can hurt the pulmonary reserve that's already impaired. Theory is isoproterenol goes to 3-methoxyisoproterenol, which is a weak beta agonist, can cause sudden death in asthmatics. That's a theory. Disodium chromoglycate can cause bronchospasm. And the cancer chemotherapeutic agents like bisulfan and cyclophosphamide and methotrexate, for one, can cause a pulmonary disease. But your diffuse pulmonary disease is from the first two, busulfan and cyclophosphamide. Analgesics can cause pulmonary edema. Could be caused by propoxyphene, poisoning, heroin, methadone. Aspirin and indomethacin can cause bronchoconstriction. Maybe it's an allergic reaction, but it's not caused by sodium salicylate. Antimicrobial drugs like nitrofurantoin can cause pleuropneumonic reaction. Sulfonamides can cause vasculitis. Sulfonamides, paraminosalicylate, penicillin can lead to pulmonary infiltration with eosinophilia. This is Loeffler's syndrome. L-O-double-dot-F-F-L-E-R-S syndrome. Aminoglycosides can cause muscle weakness, respiratory paralysis. Polymyxin B can cause histamine release and bronchospasm. Miscellaneous drugs that can cause a pulmonary disease are methylsergide, can cause chronic pleural effusion, and remember the pleural pulmonary fibrosis. Corticosteroids can cause opportunistic bacteria, cause pneumocystis, which are pneumocystis carini, and ganglionic blockers can, says here there's historical. Next one is GI tract drug effects. Use of anticholinergics may be helpful to retain the antacid longer. Sippy was the first to use antacids. Normal gastric pH is 1 to 2. Antacids want it up about 4. Carbon, calcium carbonate can cause acid rebound. In other words, the alkali blocks pepsin, and so you get more acid given off. Two types of gastric antacids are systemic and non-systemic. Systemic is sodium bicarb. Sodium bicarb is a cystic, can cause systemic alkalosis with anorexia, weakness, mental confusion, and tetany.